Hello, and you're listening to episode 6 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating to encourage keeping the conversation going in your cities and living rooms across the nation to keep us talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they're currently attracting. Today's topic is let him go or stick by your man. How do you know if he is worth the sacrifice? All right, let's get into it. So this usually is a topic, right? That usually happens in relationships. You start dating a man, a guy, it starts off really, really well. You're attracted, you go on great dates, probably going on trips. And then somewhere around the four or five or six month mark, usually that's a reasonable amount of time, is when usually your representative starts to fade away. The real person shows up. That's when I usually say lust and infatuation wanes, and you're at the crossroads of when real love and commitment is, hey, this is like, either we gonna do this or not, right? It's the make or break period, right? Your real self is showing and his real self is showing up. And so now the question is, will the real me and the real him, will they gel and do they make a match, right? For either life partnership, if that's what you're looking for. And if the long term is marriage, if that's what you all have agreed upon, or to live together or to live separate, whatever is your fancy. So I think that we all, and if we haven't, I'm here to break the news to you. There's no such thing as you finding the one who is going to be 100%. Yes, ladies, it is a such thing as an 80-20 rule. Whoever you find, they're not going to have everything for you. It is going to, more than likely, he's going to have 80% of everything that you're looking for. So you did the work. You worked on yourself. You come from inner prosperity. You come from fullness. You are good, right? You found this person. You shared your standards, your expectations, and he meets 80% of everything. But ma'am, this 20%... And on top of it, he brings some surprises that you don't even have on your list, that you never even thought about, that just irks you and gets on your nerves or keeps you up at night. And now you either run into your girlfriends, run into your journal, or run into the bottle, and you're just like, what is happening right now? Like, what went wrong? Everything was working so well. We went on these amazing dates. We went on these amazing trips. He takes me to places in the bedroom I ain't never been to before. I see the sun, moon, and the stars in the mountains. Okay. And now I find out all these surprises, or you all are just in a uncomfortable place that it just does not feel good, or he has now revealed some vices. You have found out some things that do not feel good for you. And the question is, where do I go from here? Because the truth of the matter is, yes, you have to make a choice. And let's be honest, devil's advocate, he has to make a choice because you ain't perfect. This 80-20 rule goes both ways, sis. Both ways. Why? Because we are imperfect. We live in an imperfect world. And we have to remember there are a lot of extenuating circumstances and a lot of exterior circumstances that are affecting us. You have environmental, cultural, family, financial, religious, psychological differences. You got communication differences going on. Then you got the modern family. You have blended families. You've got baby mama drama. You've got mama's boys, right? You've got single family households that both of you could have come from. You've got the beta male. You've got the alpha female. You've got the homeboy that's got the whole crew. Every time y'all go out, he bringing his crew. Or every time y'all do something, you know, what's going on? Why are we rolling with a crew? You've got the forever frat boy. He just can't seem to stop wearing his letters, and every time we do something, I don't understand, why does it always have to involve your chapter and your entire organization? Like, I don't understand. Can you do anything that's not related to Greek life? On top of that, he may even have other vices or certain things that may trigger things from your background that just don't mesh with who you are and what you want. So the question is, do I make the sacrifice because I know he's a good person, or because all these other pieces work, but this doesn't? So that's what we're going to talk about today. How do I know the difference, especially when you're in this world and you've dated for so long and it's been going so well, let's say, and it may be just this one or two things. What do you sacrifice, but what do you not sacrifice? Okay. There are five main things that we look for in relationships. You need to be fulfilled mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and sexually, right? Usually, in the first good 90 days, we are usually met and fulfilled physically. That's a given. Should not probably be the first, but knowing human nature and the male nature, that happens quickly. Physical, sexual, male nature. Females should hold back. Again, another topic for another day. But sexually, the attraction, that happens. But the other pieces of it, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, those pieces of being fulfilled in a relationship, especially the emotional side of it, that one takes time. And oftentimes in a relationship with a man, men can be a deep well, and it can take a minute to find that place where he is fulfilling you emotionally. Now, why and how could it be that? Usually because, especially, and we do here on this platform of Don't Be That Girl with Mahogany Moore, we do focus on the African-American male because we love them. And we do cater to them, and we understand, well, we would like to believe that we spent some time and try to understand their background. That due to many years, decades, centuries of abuse, slavery, PTSD, they don't always feel safe, right? They don't always feel safe with the black woman, with the white woman, the white male, with anyone, to be open, to be emotionally open, to be safe. So therefore, the emotional side of the man, it takes time for them to open up, either to themselves, to a therapist, to a religious person, even to their boys. That's not what they do. They don't go through processes where they talk through their feelings. And so gaining that emotional connection with a man takes a lot of time. So when you get to that place where infatuation and the lust part starts to wane, and you're at the fork of the road, and you're starting to really learn who that person is, and you're saying to yourself, is he the one, right? Do I stay in this relationship? And if they're not meeting your emotional needs, it can sometimes appear to be a yellow or a red flag. But let's talk about further of how you can know whether or not a person, a man, is actually pulling from you too much, or if it's just part of the phases and the cycle of a relationship with a person, because it's so many phases and pieces, so many pieces to what a woman will need. Men can be a little bit more basic. Not that they're basic. They need the same pieces. but they can survive a bit more with more of the carnal side. Men will need more of the mental and the sexual or the physical side, right? You meet a man at the mental and at the sexual, and he, for the most part, if you respect that man, then if you give him what he needs, he knows then that you also love him. Respect is huge in the world with a man. You respect the man and you provide for him in the home, then he knows usually that will then translate over into care. But for a woman usually needs to feel safe. That means that she needs to be cared for. She needs to feel special. She needs to feel honored. She needs to be prioritized. When you are in a relationship with a gentleman and you have a sexual relationship and he is in the act of having sex, he is taking from you in that moment. If in the other parts of your relationship, you are not getting back from him mentally, you're not being fulfilled emotionally, you're not being fulfilled spiritually, you are not being fulfilled, then this relationship is not even at that time. It's not. Now, you may be able to survive for that for a moment, because at the end of the day, nothing is 50-50. We have relationships like that in our family life. We have relationships like that in our friends. We have relationships like that in church. We have relationships like that at work. So that is possible. However, that is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. And that is how we end up in places where women end up either living together or get married. You ever notice how a woman just looks raggedy? You see a woman, all of a sudden, she gained weight, her hair ain't done, she don't wear no makeup anymore, she wear any slides everywhere she go, she in Walmart looking crazy. You wonder, what happened to my... You see a girl you used to go to school with in college, she was fly, right? I understand she was like Cap Sweetheart or something. You just, oh, what happened? She been married 15 years, she was raggedy, just overweight, don't wear no makeup. She exhausted. She tired. She's something they taken from her, but they're not giving back to her. She got into a routine. Her feminine energy is no longer there because she's gotten used to giving, but not making sure she's being taken care of mentally, emotionally, and also spiritually. And therefore, she's stressed out. Her cortisol levels are rising. So she's gaining weight. She doesn't realize that now this also is affecting her in other areas of her life. Therefore, as a result, now it's affecting, creating drama in at work, creating drama in her friendships, and it becomes a cycle. So when you're dating, when you're together, and you get to that place and you see he has these vices, and let's say you are saying to yourself, is he worth the sacrifice or do I let him go? Because you are coming from a place of fullness and prosperity. And so you already know, you're saying to yourself, I now need to make a decision. Ask yourself these four questions. Now write these down. Question number one, and this is about 6 months in, 6 months of living together or dating, right? Does he prioritize you and make time for you? That's one question. I know it sounds like two, but it's one. Does he prioritize and make time for you? And I'm not saying, does he give you time out of his surplus, ma'am? No. Does he prioritize and make time for you? Meaning that if you need him, then he gonna drop the boys. He gonna leave work early if need be. He is going to sacrifice and make time for you. Number two, do you look forward to seeing him? Y'all have a regular time that y'all get together. It's Friday night, I don't know, Saturday, or let's say y'all do church every Sunday or something, and y'all have a regular cadence of getting together. And when y'all get together, do you still have the butterflies? Do you still have, does your heart still, you know, beat a little faster? Or is it like, do you start having a dread? Three, do you feel energized when he leaves you? When he leaves you, do you feel like, he gave me so much? Do you feel good? And four, when he commits to making an action, of making a decision or making a change, does he follow through with it? I'm going to repeat that one because that's the big one. When he commits to an action or a change, does he follow through with it? Now, if your answer to all four of these questions, sis, is yes, then you stick by this man. Stick by him, okay? This man is filling your cup. He is giving you the 80%. He is. The other piece of whatever is going on, more than likely, you may just have to work on communication, commitment, or feeling safe in the relationship, either both of you or just one of you. However, if you've answered no or I don't know to just one of those questions, you got some work to do. And that work may involve you observing, journaling, or testing out the relationship, because you need to see what either one of these the answer is not yes to. You then have to figure out how you either get it to a yes, or what are you going to do in that crossroad, because it is absolutely not worth it. You are too beautiful internally, externally. God made you too worthy to be with someone that's going to drain you emotionally, someone who's going to drain you in your femininity, someone that's not going to make you feel safe, someone that you cannot trust, someone that robbed you of your sleep, someone who robbed you of your ability to make money because you are now constantly thinking of all of the issues that you're having in your relationship, someone that's distracting, and someone who is not edifying you in your life. That is not the direction that relationships, real, good, loving, solid relationships, are supposed to go in. I'm going to leave you with this final thought. Build your relationships like you build a business. Honey, it is about the foundation. If the foundation is solid, and it's built on something solid, which is communication, safety, trust, respect, and love, then any other obstacles that come along your way throughout the years, the two of you will be able to conquer together. And no one is perfect. No one's ever going to come to the table perfect for you or for him. Always know that. But if you can get through this time frame and realize that it's okay, he's going to have vices. You're going to have vices. But with love and empathy, you can overcome anything, right? People may not change, but they definitely can modify. They definitely can make some adjustments in order to show that they are here for you. And a man, he can definitely modify a lot in a large way out of love for a woman. He will. And when that happens, that's when you see it and you feel it. But remember, you're not making these changes off of a feeling, like a sexual feeling. It's not, oh, makes me feel. No, it is going to always be how you, when you walk away from him, the feminine energy, do you feel drained? Do you feel energized? Do you always feel like I can be the best version of myself when I am with him and when I am not with him? That right there gives you the answer moving forward. Not in the beginning, but usually as the representative starts to peel away in relationships. And that takes time. Usually after about 6 months, 6, 9, 12, depending on however you all operate. I hope that this was something that was helpful. Those four questions. I really love to hear from my listeners. Please join me on Instagram or on Facebook. You'll find us at Mahogany_ on Instagram. On Facebook, it is Mahogany More. I want to hear from you. Come into the comments. Please follow me if you like this episode. This week, please tell one friend, tell one family member about us, and let's keep this conversation going, because I want to know from you, what are your thoughts on how you know if you should let them go or if you should stick by your man? Tune in next week as we tackle another engaging topic about relationships and dating here in the modern times. Take care now.